Psalm 24. The earth is the Lord's and all it contains, the world and those who dwell in it. For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the rivers. Who may ascend into the hill of the Lord, and who may stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to falsehood, and has not sworn deceitfully, he shall receive a blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of those who seek him, who seek your face, even Jacob, Selah. Lift up your heads, O gates, and be lifted up, O ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O gates, and lift them up, O ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah. Amen. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for this morning. We just want to turn to you and turn to you, come before you, before your word. And we ask that you will speak to us, God, and encourage us, especially in this time where there's a lot of fear and confusion and panic in our city and anxiety. God, we want to come before your word and allow the word of God to speak to us. So, yeah, we're here. We want to meet with you. Thank you for this time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. I want to read this to us in a different translation. It's called the Passion Translation. I consider it like the Message Translation, which is just a good supplement to have to a more traditional translation, like the NASB or the NIV. Those are what we would call a Bible translation. The TPT, the Passion Translation, it was done by just one person, and it's kind of his interpretation of the text, which is similar to the Message, which was also done by one person, just trying to make the scripture be a little bit easier to understand. So the TPT kind of does that a little bit. So I want to read it to us because I like the way it describes the psalm. Psalm 24. God claims the world as his. Everything and everyone belongs to him. He is the one who pushed back oceans to let the dry ground appear, planting firm foundations for the earth. Who then ascends into the presence of the Lord, and who has the privilege of entering into God's holy place? Those who are clean, whose works and ways are pure, whose hearts are true and sealed by the truth, those who never deceive, whose words are sure, they will receive the Lord's blessing and righteousness given by the Savior God. They will stand before God, for they seek the pleasure of God's face, the God of Jacob. Pause in his presence. So wake up, you living gateways. Lift up your heads, you ageless doors of destiny. Welcome the King of glory, for he is about to come through you. You ask, who is this glory king? The Lord, armed and ready for battle, the mighty one, invincible in every way. So wake up, you living gateways, and rejoice. Fling wide, you ageless doors of destiny. Here he comes, the King of glory is ready to come in. You ask, who is this King of glory? He is the Lord of victory, armed and ready for battle, the mighty one, the invincible commander of heaven's hosts. Yes, he is the King of glory. Pause in his presence. I just have 2 points. The first point, as we read today, in Psalm 24, it says, the earth is the Lord's and all that it contains. Everything that the earth contains belongs to God. And it says, the world is the Lord's and those who dwell in it. Everyone who dwells in this world belongs to God. We all belong to God. The earth is the Lord's and he is here. And he knows what is going on. You know, he knows what is going on with the coronavirus. He knows what is going on in terms of our city and the panic, the anxiety, maybe the overreaction that is going on in the city. And he is acquainted with it. God is not just up there, aloof, kind of looking at the situation and thinking like how we often think, man, it's crazy. You know, that's been my response to this whole thing. It's like, oh, it's so crazy. What's going on? People are going crazy. There's no masks and all these things. You know, you just look at the world and we go, wow, this is just wild. What are we supposed to do in this time? But God is not up there thinking like, man, this is crazy. What's going on with this world? You know, he knows what is going on in this world. And he's not caught off guard by this whole situation. I think it's easy. I think it's very easy at this time, or in these times that the protests were happening and now the coronavirus, it's easy to think and live as if we are on our own. I think in our head we know this scripture, and we know the idea that we belong to God and he holds our future and he is our hope. That's head knowledge, but in our heart and the way we live our lives, it's very easy to think and live as if we are on our own. So we feel like it is up to us. It is up to me to make sure that I stay safe. It is up to me to make sure I take all the precautionary measures and all the safety measures, and I want to make sure that I'm not doing anything to endanger myself, to endanger my family, to endanger those around me. And even though we very easily say at church, yeah, we trust God and everything is in God's hands, but in the way we conduct our lives, the message that we're kind of sending even to ourselves is, well, I better make sure. I got to make sure I do all my research, and I got to make sure I find out as many details as I can about this situation. I'm going to control every situation and every potential risk. And, you know, the fact is, the more we do that, the more secure we feel. The more we do that, the more at ease. We're like, well, I've done everything I can, and I'm wearing this, I don't know, this mask and cleaning my hands, and I watch this news and this report and reading up on all these things. The more we do that, the more secure we feel. And I'm not here to say that this is bad. Because, I mean, we need to, right? We need to be wise, and we want to be vigilant, and we want to know what's going on. But in a subtle way, in a very subtle way, I've seen this happen in myself, in a very subtle way, when I do these things, I'm promoting paranoia in my own heart, in my own mind. I don't know what the answer is, to be honest. I don't know. I'm not saying let's forget all these things and do whatever we want to do. That's stupid, right? That's unwise. But as I'm doing the research and reading up on things and putting on the hand gel and whatever, I feel paranoia growing in my heart. I'm promoting that in my own heart, and this obsession with trying to control my environment. You know, I want to be in control of everything. And at a certain point, I think we need to pause. That's why I like this TPT translation. Pause before his presence. That's what the word Selah can mean. We're not sure exactly what it meant, but we think it's a musical term, a term to pause at that moment. So we need to take a pause, I think, and just think and realize, well, I'm not in control of my environment. Even if I do everything I can to prevent the coronavirus, there are 100 other things that can harm my family, that can harm myself, you know, that can harm the world. Like, there's so many things that we cannot control. I was reminded of the parable, Can't remember exactly where it is, but Jesus is talking about this one guy who saved up all his wealth. He had a really good harvest, and he saved up all his wealth, and it was so much that he had to build another barn. So he builds another barn, stores all these things because he had a great harvest. And after he gathers all these things, he says, man, I'm done. Like, I have all this food stored up. I'm good. I'm just going to sit. I'm going to chill. I'm going to take it easy. I'm going to rest. And then Jesus says, well, you fool. You don't know that your time is up. You're actually going to die tonight. What are you going to do with all this wealth that you've stored up? And in some ways, I feel like, man, we're doing all these things, and we're paranoid, and we want to control this coronavirus and make sure nothing bad ever happens. But it's only an illusion of control. You know, we feel like we've controlled it, but nothing. You really, we're not in control of our environment. We're not in control of these things and our future and what might happen. So I think we have to pause and then just reflect and meditate on passages like this where it says, the earth is the Lord's and all it contains. He knows what's going on in this earth. It belongs to him. This coronavirus wasn't a novel thing for God. It didn't freak him out. He's not worried about it. And he's not even, you know, this whole reaction didn't catch him off guard either. He knew this is how we were going to react, and he knows maybe the economic consequences of all that's going on. He's aware of all these things, and we belong to him. At this time, he knows us. He's intimately acquainted with our ways. He knows our fears, and he knows our concerns. He knows our reactions, and he is with us, and he is in this situation. He is in this world right now. I want to read from Psalm 139, just a few verses from there. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You understand my thoughts from afar. You scrutinize my path and my lying down, and you are intimately acquainted with all my ways. Even before there is a word on my tongue, behold, Lord, you know it all. Verse 13, you formed my inward parts. You wove me in my mother's womb. I will give thanks to you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works, and my soul knows it very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the depths of the earth. And look at verse 16. Your eyes have seen my unformed substance, and in your book were all written the days that were ordained for me, when as yet there was not one of them. Before there was even a day of my life that I lived out, God knew. He knows the days that are ordained for us. It's not a surprise to him. He's not freaking out like, what am I going to do with this coronavirus that's hit Hong Kong and all these people, and they're worried and scared. God is okay with it, and he's in control. And he's not, you understand what I'm saying. We belong to him. The earth is the Lord's and all it contains. The world is the Lord's and those who dwell in it. He knows, and he's aware, and he's with us. The second point, I want to just skip to verse 7. It says, lift up your heads, O gates, and be lifted up, O ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. And it says, who is the King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. The Lord, mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O gates, and lift them up, O ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. This psalm was meant to be spoken out loud as the Ark of the Covenant, which represented the King of glory, the presence of God, is coming into Jerusalem. And there's people on the wall that are saying, there are people on the wall, and the people are bringing the Ark of the Covenant, and they're meant to shout it out loud. Open up the gates. Open up the doors that the King of glory may come in. The Ark of the Covenant is going to come into the city. And the gatekeepers are saying, who is this King of glory?
And the people that are carrying the Ark of the Covenant, they shout out. They say, the Lord, strong and mighty. The Lord, mighty in battle. He is the King of Glory. And then lift up the gates, open up the doors at the King of Glory. Who is the King of Glory? The Lord of Hosts. And in the Message translation, that phrase, the Lord of Hosts, is translated into the God of Angel Armies. The God of Angel Armies. The imagery here is the King of Glory is a mighty king. He is strong, mighty in battle. Nothing can defeat him. He is victorious. He is powerful. And he is the God of Angel Army. He has a host of heaven supporting him. In Psalm 18, it says, I love you, O Lord, my strength. God is our strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my rock, in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. And again, the imagery is God is the one that is protecting us. He is our defender. He is our fortress. He is our refuge. And I think the big question is, we know it in our head. Do we believe it in our heart? How do we at this time, with all that's going on, while taking our precautions and stuff, how do we make sure that we put our faith into action? You know, that we're not just saying, the Lord is my refuge. It's not just a nice song or a phrase, some mantra that we're trying to just... It's meaningless if it's just if we're not believing in it and acting like it. So do we believe in it and we act like, yeah, God is my refuge. I don't have to fear. I don't have to live in worry. I don't have to live in this panic and paranoia of, well, if I don't do this, I'm going to get this virus and this is going to kill me. I mean, we may not verbalize it, articulate it, but sometimes that's kind of at least that's the reaction of the city, it seems like, you know. And we're saying, no, God is strong, mighty in battle. He can handle this thing, and he's with us. I want to combine Psalm 24 with the psalm right before that, which is Psalm 23. Psalm 23, let me read it to us. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You have anointed my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and loving kindness will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The Lord is my shepherd. He guides me. I will fear no evil, for you are with me. And this imagery of God, he is our shepherd. He's gently guiding us, protecting us, leading us. He is with us even though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death. So we have nothing to fear. Combine that image with Psalm 24. Who is this shepherd? He is the King of Glory, mighty in battle, strong. He is the Lord of Hosts. He is the God of the angel armies. And he is our shepherd at this time. So let's go before God with this idea. Sue is going to... Actually, my wife was supposed to lead worship, but she's a little bit sick. Don't worry. But she has a little bit of a runny nose. She feels a little sick, so she's staying home. So it was last minute, but Sue has agreed to us lead this song for us. We're going to sing Whom Shall I Fear? So let's sing this song together. You hear me when I call. You are my morning song. Though darkness fills the night, it cannot hide the light. Whom shall I fear?
You crush
the enemy underneath my feet. You are my sword and shield, though troubles linger still. Whom shall I fear? I know who goes before me. I know who stands behind. The God of angel armies is always by my side. The one who reigns forever, he is a friend of mine. The God of angel armies is always by my side.
Let's sing, My Strength Is in Your Name. My strength is in your name, for you alone can save. You will deliver me. Yours is the victory. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I fear? I know who goes before me. I know who stands behind. The God of angel armies is always by my side. The one who reigns forever, he is a friend of mine. The God of angel armies is always by my side. Nothing formed against me shall stand. You hold the whole world in your hands. I'm holding on to your promises. You are faithful. You are faithful. One more time. And nothing formed against me shall stand. You hold the whole world in your hands. I'm holding on to your promises. You are faithful. You are faithful. You are faithful.
I know who goes
before me. I know who stands behind. The God of angel armies is always by my side. The one who reigns forever, he is a friend of mine. The God of angel armies is all. I know who goes before me. I know who goes before me. I know who stands behind. The God of angel armies is always by my side. The one who reigns forever, he is a friend of mine. The God of angel armies is always by my side.
The God of angel armies is always by my side. Yes, God. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, we want to trust you. You hold the whole world in your hands, God. The earth is the Lord's and all it contains, the world and those who dwell in it. God, you know what's going on right now in our situation, God. You see Hong Kong and you see China and you see the world and all the panic and the anxiety, the obsession that we have right now. And as your people, God, we want to take this time to pause and to recognize, God, that you hold our future, that you are intimately acquainted with our ways. And even before I started living my life, God, my days were ordained before you. God, help us to trust that you are the God of angel armies. Not only are you the mighty, strong King of glory, but you are our shepherd. And you are, each of us individually, you are walking with us. You're protecting us. You are guiding us. God, you lead us through times of difficulty, the valley of the shadow of death, God. God, help us to hold your hand at this time and be led and guided by you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Let's go to our community prayer focus. Let's pray for those that are going through cancer and going through chemotherapy right now. Let's pray for strength for them. Let's pray for the God of angel armies to come surround them. Let's pray that God, that they would feel and sense and really experience the power of God over them right now, the comfort of God over them. Let's pray for our friends. Let's go to the second slide. Let's pray for those that are ill but also in need of salvation. Let's pray that their eyes will be opened to see the grace and the love of God. Let's pray. Let's go to the other slide, infirmities. Just our church members going through various infirmities. Let's pray for healing for them. Let's pray for the power of God to be released. Let's go to the last slide, community prayer. Let's pray for those looking for a job. Let's pray for God's provision. Go to our mission focus. Let's pray for Japan. Can we add under Pastor Sophia, let's add Jungmin also. Pastor Sophia and Jungmin, who will be leading SP Tokyo. Let's pray for God's grace and strength over them as they get ready for that. And let's pray for Cambodia, grace and her business as mission, and also Pastor Jenny Oh with her counseling place, Oasis House, inner healing and counseling. Let's pray. Let's pray for our missions council. Let's just pray for everyone on the team to really be prayerful, to hear from God, to be moved by faith, to really be able to be wise, make good decisions. Let's pray for their personal lives, that they would have intimate fellowship with God and joy in the Lord. Let's pray. Pray for our local outreach ministries, Igape, Homi, Freedom, Bridge, and Recreation. Let's just pray for God's anointing. Let's pray that God will send more people to these ministries that will reach out to those in Hong Kong that are in need. Let's pray for the leaders. Let's pray for Tim and Sally as they oversee the whole outreach ministry. Let's pray. Let's pray for SP Fam. Let's pray for Cadence as she leads this ministry. Let's pray for all the families that have a foster child right now. Let's pray for Bernice as baby Daniel will be going to his forever home next week. This Sunday is the last Sunday for baby Daniel. So let's pray for her family as they get ready to say goodbye. Let's pray. Thank you. Let's pray for our Friday night gatherings, GIC, IP, SB Youth, and SPU. Let's pray for protection, you know, physically. Let's pray that they would have an amazing time. They would download from God, and they would really pray and learn and really grow in this time as well. Let's pray for our house churches meeting today. Let's pray that the God will be with the leaders, that they would have God's wisdom to know, you know, how to handle this time. Let's pray that people will be able to come together still as much as possible. They'll be able to come together, and they'll be able to pray and seek God together and experience God together. So let's pray for our house churches. Let's pray for Hong Kong. Let's pray for God's protection. Especially let's pray for the coronavirus. Let's pray that pray for protection and healing for those that are infected. Let's pray for the public's reaction to this. Just pray for peace over the general population. Let's also pray for our leaders, that God will give them wisdom, discernment, know what to do in this time. Let's also pray for China, and let's pray for God's healing, God's protection. Let's pray for the people in Wuhan and all the people working very hard to fight this virus. Let's pray for God's grace and strength over them. Let's pray. Yeah, Father, thank you, Lord, for this time. We thank you for the Word of God. Thank you that the earth is the Lord's and all it contains, the world and those who dwell in it. And we declare Hong Kong is the Lord's and those who dwell in our city. God, China is the Lord's and those who dwell in that country. God, Lord, we want to just trust that you are in control, and you are here, you are aware, and that we are your children. You are our shepherd, God. Help us, God, as a church, to operate in a different spirit, God, than the world, and that we will be able to lead, God, with compassion and with wisdom and with truth and with the Word of God. And we would be an agent, you know, that brings peace, God, into community around us, God. So I just pray for your leading and guidance, God. Help us, anoint us, God. And we worship and praise you this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you. Have a great day today. See you guys on Sunday.